All aboard for the transcribed premiere production, The Cruise of the Paul Parrot, that thrilling story of whaling days and buried treasure. Old Ezekiel Kipp, the man who years ago had sold his rights to the treasure to Ezra Grange and was believed dead, has shown up very much alive, and with his new companion, Red Mahooly, have seized the old one-legged sailor Dickon, promising to do him harm if Ezra Grange and Captain Dalton and his crew do not leave the island at once. As soon as he receives the threatening note, Captain Dalton tells Mr. Grange and little Sue Grange and Johnny Robbins, who are quartered in his cabin ashore, that he will immediately collect all his men and set out to find Dickon. But at this time, the rumbling of the volcano on the island grows louder and louder, and an eruption seems ready to occur any moment. As fire starts screaming from the crater, it is obviously necessary for everyone to get off the island at once. And yet, Dickon must be found. It is now the middle of the night, and the beach is the scene of much activity as the men make ready to return to the ship. Captain Dalton hurries to and fro, barking orders, and over the whole scene, the scarlet light of the rumbling volcano falls, making a weird picture.
Drive there, men! Loose the painter on the head of whaleboat. Mr. Buscara, Mr. Grange, and the two young men will go back to the ship in your boat.
Step lively, Mr. Hardy. Until we get aboard the Paul Parrot, we'll have to weigh anchor and stand out to sea a bit. That'll tell it how far that burning ash may fall when old Smoky Mouth gets started.
Johnny, isn't that the scariest sight you ever saw? Everything looks like it's on fire with that red light all around.
Oh, it's not so scary.
Don't those awful rumblings even scare you, Johnny? The whole island feels like a chicken.
Well, it is sort of creepy. But, Sue, I don't want to leave the island.
You don't? Why not?
I'm afraid something may happen to Dickon. Gee, I wish I could find him.
But we'll be back after old Smoky Mouth has quieted, Johnny.
Yes, but Sue, you can't tell how much lava and fire and ash will come out of the volcano. Dickon might get hurt.
Yes, you're right. Look, there goes the first boatload of men back to the ship. We'll have to go through any minute now.
Sue, do you think maybe, while they're not looking, we might creep away into the trees over there and try to find Dickon? In all the excitement, they may not miss us.
They would too, Mrs. Johnny. You know that. Listen. My brother and Captain Dalton are arguing about something.
Now, look here, Captain Dalton. We can't leave you here on this island.
Mr. Grange, I want to stay ashore until the last possible moment. But I want to make sure every head is aboard first. If I can find Dickon in those last few seconds before the lava starts coming down the mountainside, it may mean saving his life.
But, Captain, you're risking your own life. We can't lose the most valuable man aboard the ship.
Mr. Grange, I owe my life to Dickon. He once knocked the gun out of that swab of Destiny's hand just as he was about to shoot me. And by the North Star, until my last breath, I'll try to save him.
Very well. I see there's no use to argue with you, but be careful, Captain. And come back as soon as that ash starts to fall.
Aye, aye, sir. As soon as the going gets heavy, I'll put about and come aboard. This little dory here's all I need. I can handle her by myself back to the ship.
Well, good luck, Captain. And may you find the black-hearted swab that's holding Dickon and pay him off for good and all.
Aye, sir, that I shall. And...
Oh, back! Screw me down! There's a spare whaleboat from the Paul Parrot coming ashore with one man in it.
All right, Captain, it's First Mate Wainwright.
Last thing we ought on. He's supposed to be in charge of the ship. Ahoy, Wainwright! What's in the wind?
Ahoy, Captain! Wainwright,
support, mate! Support, support! Put your helm, mate, for that smooth stretch. Aye, aye, mate, that does it, that does it.
Captain, I saw a man on the beach here, old Smoky Mouth spitting fire. I guess you were planning to stand off from shore till the volcano has quieted down. I lowered the spare boat ready to come ashore if needed. When Nicholson's boat made the ship and he told me what happened to Dickon, I had to come.
I've asked yours, there's no need to fool that staying ashore. Let's not risk more lives than we must. You go back with some of the men in your boat. It'll lighten the load in the other boats.
Roy, me. Are you figuring on seeing here?
I've got to hunt for Dickon. I won't leave till the last second, you may say to that. There's no telling what may happen to old Dickon when Smoky Mouth really breaks loose.
So help me, Roy. If you stay ashore, I will, too. It'll need both of us to row your dory back.
Mr. Wainwright, are you forgetting I'm your captain? Blow me down, you'll take orders from me.
Roy, are you forgetting I'm your friend? We've got to weather the blow together, mate.
Oh, vast, you grizzled old walrus, I guess you're right. We'll make fair weather and foul.
Good, Roy. Two sets of keen eyes searching for Dickon will be better than one.
Johnny, Mr. Wainwright's going to stay ashore with Captain Dalton. Let us stay, too.
Let's do, Sue. Nobody's looking right now. Let's run for the tree.
All right. Let's go.
All hands put to sea. Make for the ship.
All right, sir.
Mr. Wainwright, stay with me, Mr. Grange. We'll join you when we find Dickon, or when it gets too hot for us here.
Very well. You're master, Captain. Oh, but wait. Where are Sue and Johnny?
Gloomy, down. They're gone. I haven't been keeping an eye on them.
Shutter and Whitefish. I'll bet they ran back in the woods to hunt for Dickon, too. You know how much they like that old stall.
Good Lord. They're in terrible danger. I'm staying ashore, too.
Hold on, Mr. Grange. There's no sense in putting yourself in danger, too. They've gone the same way we'll be traveling. We'll catch up with them. We'll take them back to the beach. They'll wait in the boat until we come back.
Oh, this is a horrible business. This confounded treasure is costing us dearly. Captain, you've got to find them.
We will, sir. You may lay to that. Come ahead, Gord.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now our job's double, boy. We got to find the youngins, too.
Aye. I didn't dare show Grange how worried I am, but there's no point in getting him lost.
Who? Batten down my hatch, boy. We've got to find Johnny and Sue. We've got to.
All right, George, I know it. Let's head for the other side of the island. That's the only place our men haven't explored. That's the only place anybody could be hiding old Dickon.
A bat there. Footprints. Little ones.
Throw me down, George. We're right on the heels of Johnny and Sue. Hurry, hurry.
I can't help wondering what's happening to Dickon right now.
I don't want to be caught in a bloody furnace when that blooming volcano starts to rip.
Easy, Miggy. Easy, I say. Old Smoky Mouth has been doing that for many a day since I've been here. His bark is worse than his bite, I see. He's never erupted yet. Just like showing off a bit.
I don't like it. The air's full of sulfur, so you can't even draw your breath. I don't like it. I say leave the old man here and let us go out to see when the worst is over.
Let me tell you something, you big Wallace. The kind of volcano that spits out a lot of fire and smoke usually sends out burning ashes falling far away from the volcano itself. It seldom rolls molten lava down its slopes. Them's the quieter ones, and them's the most dangerous. The safest place here is close to the foot, right here where I built my cabin.
How can we be safer here in the lee of that fire-breathing monster than out in the tree?
You can't tell how far out to see them ashes will fall. Sitting out there in the boat, watching the fireworks, you're just as apt to get a red-hot clicker on your head as not.
You better be right, Blasher. I tell you, old man, if things start falling on the roof of this shack, I'll play you alive, you old bugger.
All right, let's do this, Blasted Island. Let's go out and see how the one-legged swab is getting along outside.
He won't be doing nothing, mate. When Red Mulhooly lashes him up, they stay his lash. He won't get them ropes off. Not there. See? There he is, just like we left.
You big scum. Why, if you get all of these ropes, they'll stay in your sight for you with me pig leg, and you can lay to that.
Now, me hearty, strong talk will get you nowhere. When your mates leave the island, you'll be set free. You'll not be harmed.
You're making an albatross. You'll suffer plenty of harm if you don't batten down your hatch.
Well, you blooming nuts. I'm stretching your deck right
now. Settle
with your
finger off the
plank. That's your crazy pelican. I don't see why we didn't get rid of that parrot. I never did like you squawking.
It was no business of ours if he followed along when we reached Jim Dickens, was it? Your squawking don't bother me none.
That's the redhead in the arm. Boiling and blubber.
That's enough out of that bird. I'm going to finish you. Where's my gun?
In your pocket, you lover. But I see no use wasting ammunition on a parrot.
Red Mulhooly, if you shoot Paul Tennant, you'll never raise your hand to do another act, and you may lay to that.
Ah, stop it. Here's where you squawk your last squawk, bird.
Paul, the bass, look at me.
Did you get him?
Nah, he's fluttering away. May have winged him, I don't know, but at least he's gone.
Why, you big lump of blubber. If that bird's been harmed, you'll never stop regretting it.
I know a certain one-legged bird that's going to get shot if he don't stop his squawking.
Look, there's somebody coming through the woods.
You're right, Kip. What should we do now?
I knew they'd come. Does a DB mate come to fetch me, you squabs? Now you'll pay.
Put the gag in Dickon's mouth so he can't call out and drag him in the hut. We can go up a bit the mountain slope and lie and wait. When they come close, they'll see the cabin and come out. And we'll have them covered with our guns.
That's just what I was thinking, Kip. I used my kerchief to gag you.
Don't you tie that filthy rag around
whoever it is that's coming, that blasted parrot is guiding them here.
I knew I should have shot that bird. There. He's in the cab. Let's go.
Right behind the cabin and up the slope, Mickey.
Blasted, I don't like climbing up this slope. You never know when that volcano's going to rain hot coals down our necks.
We're safe, Mickey.
You better be right, Kip. You better be right. Here they come.
Ahoy! Whoever's in that cabin, come out or we'll shoot.
Don't let them see you till you get up close.
That bloomin' captain don't himself. Made way right, Blasted. I'd like to put a shot into that bloomin' captain. I swore I'd get him sometime.
You will. Wait till he gets closer. Look, the pit is right into the hut. That bird sure likes that one like a sailor.
Come on, I say, I'll blow me down on fire.
Let me shoot at him, Chip.
Wait till I get this little bit closer. Well, we can't afford to miss. There's rocks falling down on us.
You hit that bloody volcano. I knew you were crazy, you fat old vulture. I might get killed. I'll show you.
Run, man, run. Announce. Don't hit me. I never thought it would.
I gotta shave his shin while I run.
Come back from up the hill. There goes that lumber.
Stop, Roger. Can't see. He has full of smoke and sulfur from old Smoky Mouth. Our parrot calling from the hut. Maybe Dickens in there.
All right, Roy.
Come here.
Aye, aye, George.
Look. There he is on the floor, truss up.
I'll loosen the gag in his mouth.
Oh, blow me down. He's got as much rope wound around him as a full-rigged ship.
I knew you wouldn't fail me, Captain.
You have Foul Parrot to thank for us finding you, Dickon. He led us right through the woods to the hut.
That's down me, Hatch. Look there in the doorway.
Hello, Captain. Dickon. See, I'm glad we found you.
Johnny and Sue. Oh, you had no right to leave the beach when you were to go aboard. Mr. Granger's worried sick over you.
And so are we all.
But we helped you. Those two men might have shot you.
We stepped up the side of the mountain when we saw Red and that old man with Dickon down here at the hut. And then when you came out of the woods and they came partway up the hill, they were just ready to shoot at you.
Yeah, but you see, we were just a bit behind them, and we rolled rocks down on them. They were frightened, and Red hit the old man and knocked him out. And then ran away when you fired at him.
Captain, we're the luckiest lovers on land or sea to have two such brave young sailors with us.
Aye, aye, Dickon, right you are. It's lucky for us you did run away from the beach.
Ah! All together again,
Marty!
We ain't the
problem! All right. We better get on our way back to the harbor. There's no telling what may happen next.
Up there! The volcano! She's ready to sudden now!
Close the
book, Hatch, is the port. There's a cave there behind the hut. There'll be table there that is a hut. Take one of the volcano boots and we're in for it now!
Ah! Ah! Get under it!
Now, our friends are in danger. They're all united again, but old Smoky Mouth is really starting to go into action. Will the cave in the hillside afford them enough protection? What has happened to Red and old Ezekiel Kip? We must tune in for the next adventure in this exciting Cruise of the Paul Parrot. Your Paul Parrot announcer is Dave Ward.